the one thing that I need to get better on in particular is like not being like scared to fail stuff, right? Like I've always been like a person, I want to do this right. I want to do this, this, and this, but I want to do it right the first time. Like I need to start going out and being prepared to fail more is a better way of looking at it. I feel like I play things very safe and thought out. I feel like there's a lot of things where I just kind of have to just go do it.
This is Almost 107, a Fanshawe College journalism student podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Almost 107. I'm this episode's host, CJ Goder, and on this episode, I was joined by Drake Mosca, a master's student with a background in research. In our conversation, we took a deep dive into his process of reaching his master's and his goals after. We talk about work experience versus higher education, stress level from a bachelor's degree to a master's degree, and much more. Without further ado, let's dive into my conversation with Drake.
So I'm a food science master's student. I'm a part of a lab that basically we focus on the applications of things called bioactives, or more easily to understand basically molecules that are found in food. Well, the food-derived bioactives is the proper term for it. But we look at these compounds and see if they have any like potential therapeutic uses for chronic illnesses and diseases.
Now, when you were younger, like, is this, I'd say this master's program, have you been working towards this for a while, or like, how'd you end up here specifically?
So I did an undergraduate in science along lineage as food science. But as a kid, both my parents worked in the nutraceutical industry. So I thought that would be a good fit. And I was always passionate about science, or like interested is a better word. So I guess with respect to that, like as a kid, I was always thinking like, I want to do something along the lines of science. This is like a family business kind of area that I'm interested in. So I might as well take a shot at it. I never really thought I was going to do a master's. Even it really only came to my mind about doing one at like the end of third year, maybe going into fourth, after getting some work experience. I realized that like I was working in the contract research industry, and I realized that pretty much every high level position, not all of them, but most of them, the people that held those positions had some level of graduate education. So I was like, if this is somewhere my career wants to go in the future, that I'll find the most success. Or my success will be like heavily gauged off the education I get before I move into that industry. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you talked about work experience there. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, you may not have heard this saying, you know, first year is where you find out what you don't want to do. Well, what I'd suppose is once you start to progress along your educational journey and you gain that first level of work experience, that's the first time you can kind of see the opposite end of the spectrum where it's like, wow, I actually really enjoy doing this.
I think the thing that caught my eye the most was the fact that one thing I've always wanted to avoid is doing the same repetitious type of job where I'm doing the same task every single day. So when I did work in the industry, I was working in the regulatory. I did a little bit, of research, a little bit of admin stuff for the company, but I spent the most time in regulatory. So there were basically gathering data, or not data, but we're gathering data and results from other studies that other people had done. And we would have like a client of some sort that would say they want to make this product, and then go through Health Canada and all those other regulatory things. And we basically have to write up a dossier and do some reports on the efficacy of the actual product, the safety, meet all those Health Canada guidelines. So the one thing I really liked about that in particular was that I would spend maybe a month looking at something as simple as a chromium 3 supplement. Probably isn't going to mean a whole lot to most people, but chromium 3 supplement does X, Y, and Z. It's safe. Look at all the toxicology reports and studies that are done in that. And then the next week I go look at something completely different. Say it goes from like an insulin sensitivity type of supplement to something that has to do with like energy or like energy production, metabolism. So it was nice to get a big variety in what I was doing from week to week kind of idea, which I feel like a lot of jobs don't necessarily get. It kept my mind working, and it was kind of fun to learn as I was working and look at a variety of things, not just doing one repetitious thing every single week, where I was just doing the same tasks and the same tasks and the same tasks over and over again. I get to broaden what I'm doing. It gave me a lot of flexibility, which was nice.
Are you open to anything still at this point in the sort of science realm?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be in the science realm for sure, but like at the moment, like there is potential for me to move on to do a PhD and keep progressing my way in the research world. There's definitely doors open for me to move into the business world of science, and then there's also more room for me to go into like an industry or a corporation of some sort. So I feel like it's a trend generally with a lot of kids our age, not kids necessarily, young adults. It's a general trend that I see that not a lot of people know what they want to do, right? A lot of people have plans. Like I have plans, but not dead set, nothing in concrete yet. So I just want to leave as many doors open as possible, because there's a very high chance I progress through the rest of my master's and I don't necessarily like doing the lab work. That's a complete possibility, and that's the reason why originally when I applied for graduate school, the reason why I solely chose to do a master's rather than a master's PhD, just because I didn't want to tie myself down for 6 years rather than, because the master's is 2 and then the PhD is 4. So I wanted to dip my toes into the research end of it and see what that's like, see if I like it or not. And then, if anything, like when I get my master's, it's only going to just help me later on down the line with job applications, stuff like that. So.
Absolutely. Like in your career, how significant of a difference do you think the master's versus the PhD? Like we know that the bachelor to master's, that's a big jump altogether in and of its own right. But what do you think the difference for you would be between that master's and PhD?
For the avenues that I want to take, PhDs aren't necessary kind of thing. They might look good, but what I find from a PhD might not necessarily translate into something like the business world, right? Well, granted, I'm going to get a way better understanding of the scientific method and how science is conducted pretty much in any realm of science and all that stuff. But if I ever wanted to move into the business world, it wouldn't necessarily change my trajectory like as significant as I would think if I was to move into the business world type of thing, which I am expecting I probably will do. But granted, at the same time, if I find I love being in the lab, I love doing my research and love what I'm researching, it's a possibility. Realistically, I'm just looking for what will make me the most happiest. At the end of the day, I'm going to come out probably fine, I think. I hope. But regardless of which way I go, it's just more or less, am I enjoying what I'm doing? Because I'd rather be enjoying myself than doing something I really don't want to do. So that's basically the idea behind it.
You've got the work experience. You're chasing that higher education. How do you think those two different things have influenced you?
So yeah, it definitely gives you different perspectives. It definitely gives you different perspectives because there's definitely things I'm learning now in the master's that is, I would probably never find anywhere else. Unless you have your hands deep in the dirt and you're actually doing the searching for yourself. When I was doing the regulatory stuff, right, doing research, it has there's a similar skill set that you would have to do like undergraduate work, where you're not necessarily looking at the method. You're not necessarily looking at how the scientific method is done. You're looking more at like X causes Y because of Z, right? Basically a cause and effect type of thing, which is perfectly fine. But more, if you don't have the master's experience, I find, or like the graduate level experience, I find that like you're not looking at well, not necessarily you're not looking at, but you're not focusing on the methods, like, i.e. like how the relationships are found, what models are used, either cell culture or animal models, what brings the most validity to your findings, what statistical methods and models are you using, like what's the best at representing your findings and the best way to analyze it, and also to show it to also the scientific community, and also more of like layman's terms, like the public. That's definitely something that you don't get anywhere other than graduate education, or unless you're told to be aware of it by a class or something like that. Like before I started this, during my work experience, it wasn't as big of a didn't hold as much of an importance, these types of small things to do with it. You later find out that it's quite a big thing. But on the flip side, there's definitely a lot of things that you gain through the experience of working in a workforce or in the industry compared to higher level education. You start to see, the nice thing is that you start to see how business, politics, and science all kind of wrap together, which is another like viewpoint you don't really ever get in education. I find a lot of the times you're so solely focusing on science that you miss the real world application, or that experience, that insight that you would only really get through experience. So there is a disconnect 100% between education and actual experience, I would say.
Could you see yourself just kind of, you know, say you do like research, you know, you're old, you're kicking it back, you're settling down. Could you see yourself just being one of those guys quietly, you know, studying something, even though he's retired, still putting in a bit of the work?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to sound a little nerdy, but I really like learning new things. I find it very cool when I figure out something or self-teach my something that I never knew, right? Finding a new connection of some sort. Like I think that's what's really driving me at the moment. A lot of my research has not been studied before, right? Like I'm not reproducing studies that other people have done or anything. Like I'm looking at new novel things, on a disease that I'm actually quite passionate about because it's affected myself firsthand, type of thing. It's that fun of learning something new that you didn't know before. Maybe you solidify something that you're thinking about. So I might be one of those older students when you have like you can get like the discounted thing at universities where if you're like over a certain age, yeah, you can come to classes for like 50% off. Like I feel like that would be a good use of my time because I don't like sitting around and doing nothing. I feel like I'm wasting time if I'm not actively doing something, if you get what I mean, right? So I feel like I would 100% find happiness and like find purpose in being like, while I'm older, to still be doing stuff, because I don't know, I find that awesome. I really like learning about stuff. I think education is a good area for me, just because it's that natural curiosity that feeds me and keeps me going, kind of thing. Definitely something I look forward to too, I think.
How has stress level progressed through bachelor versus work experience versus your master's now?
There's a very big difference. Okay, I'll start with this. There's a difference. I don't think there's just one type of stress. I feel like there's good stress, bad stress, productive and unproductive stress. I find a lot of the undergraduate stress was much more external. It was way more unproductive and way more negative, I would find, because there's deadlines, and it's not necessarily something that you want to do. I would probably say for a lot of people, there's the lack of care kind of component to it, where something is stressing you out, but you don't necessarily, it's not like it's something that's a driving force kind of thing. Like it's like part of the thing that makes the stress that I have now, I would say it's definitely a more internal stress, because it's not like the deadlines for what I'm doing now are way off in the distance. So it's not that. It's more of like I'm more of a stress because I care about what I'm doing, right? Like, I'm looking at Alzheimer's disease. It's something that I am very passionate about, kind of thing. So it's a much more internal stress where it's like, I need to find something. I need to do this. I need to do that. Rather than someone telling me, it's like, oh, you have a midterm on the 25th, right? This is, it's more of like a stress has became more of a driver for my success rather than like a something that I look down like that I don't that I'm scared of kind of thing. It's hard to articulate how it is. It's definitely stressful. The both are stressful, but in different ways, I would say. Because there's a larger aspect of something that you're potentially missing out on, or something that you care about is going to be lost, rather than I have a deadline, I have to study this much before a test kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? I just feel like being like, even I totally understand the two separate stresses you're referring to, but either of those two stresses, I feel like being able to thrive under that pressure is really key to individuals finding eventual success.
Oh, 100%. Because like the other thing too, is like, especially with me personally, I've never really had stress. Is never really like, I've never really been a very anxious person. I find when stress starts to turn into anxiety, that's the main problem. I think with a lot of other people, most of the time when I get stressed and then I get anxious about it, if I just do whatever I need to get done, right, rather than procrastinating it, 99.9% of the time, everything's alleviated. So for me, stress is more of like a, more of a tool that will motivate me rather than something that's going to hinder my ability to work, if anything, I would say. I found that, like, I'm a firm believer in there being a difference between learning about the scientific method and, like, how stuff's done, and then actually using it. So, like, as an undergrad student, at least in my experience, a lot of what you learn, like, as I said earlier, a lot of it's X causes Y because it's Z type of thing. But you gain you learn at a, like a wider scope but also at a more in-depth view of how science works as a whole. Cause it's like, you're kind of reinforcing old skills that you learned through your undergraduate, but you get this, like, you get the same kind of college experience where now I'm learning new things that will ultimately lead me to be a better overall, well, it's going to sound cheesy, but like scientist in a way kind of thing. I am gaining a larger view of what everything is like rather than just regurgitating knowledge that I've heard in a lecture or / read in a book. Like, I'm actually using the things that I've learned now kind of thing.
Everyone's journey is unique, but it's always interesting to sit back and listen to experiences and perspectives you haven't heard. I'm CJ Goder. Thanks for listening to another episode of Almost 107.